Everybody in this rap world, all they talk about is money.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying I'm the richest nigga in the game, because Fresh Prince, all these, it's a lot of niggas with money. But I'm saying, it's like, it's not the money that I'm bragging about. When people see me with the jewels, it's not that. It's
manifestation.
Yes, it's for these little niggas to see. You just seen me in cuffs, shot up in a wheelchair with my head wrapped up. And you see me less than a fucking year later bailing through this motherfucking jewel down like Soccer Zulu. Banging on niggas. I got this whole shit shook up. Everybody talking about this West Side shit, right? People like Ice Cube started. I was in jail when Ice Cube was out. No, that wasn't no problem.
Uh-huh.
The day I got out of jail, it was a motherfucking problem to be where the fuck you was from. The day I stepped out, that's power. I want these little niggas to see that. I didn't get that power from guns because there's no guns in jail. I got that power from books and from thinking and by strategizing. That's what I want little niggas to see. And that just for a year, niggas think, you know, you've been in the game so long, but it took all that shit, didn't matter because the rape, it veto all that. As soon as they charge you with rape, even if you ain't do it, it veto your career. I started from scratch with Death Row, a new company. I was independent when I was Tupac. Me Against the World, I just bought my old managers out. I had it all now. I re-signed to be a part of this. For this to make my own shit bigger. And now I got Machiavelli Records. And Machiavelli is the first artist on that. And then One Nation is the second artist on that. And then I'm signing Greg Nice and Smooth to either me or Quest. I got another group at Quest, Ghetto Stars, that's like an offshoot of the Outlaws, you know what I mean? I got New Jersey as part of the West Side now. You know what I mean? We just like war. We put our flag in Jersey. We ain't taking over Jersey. It's still East Coast. But it's just the West Side. There's now a West Side to New Jersey. Because West Side is not part of the map. I'm not no dumbass motherfucking. I don't bang for the color or the land. I bang for the principles and for the honor. I'm banging for the West Side. This is in my heart. This is how I feel. Not West Side, California.
Right,
this is
right,
where
right.
I'm from. It's basic like that, but it's really deep, like West Side. You know what I mean? When I be throwing at the W, it ain't for California. I love California, but the W is for this the East Side, it's the West Side, and it's the middle America, and we divided. And that's why I throw this up. We at war right now. W for war. You understand? And when we all get together, when the East Coast and the West Coast and the middle America get together, we got power.
Right.
And that's when I won't throw it up no more. When we all together, they only see me doing like this. And that's when we closer to Armageddon. But we ain't there. We still all separate in tribes, so I know what tribe I'm in. I'm in the West Side. There's no way. I'm a soldier. I always be true to those being true to them. And New York shouldn't be tripping. They should be loving this because they the ones that gave me the game to do this. In addition to this, because it's West Coast rappers too that don't do that.
Right.
What made me raw is that I'm West. I got both. I'm the future of Black America. When we manifest the best of the West Side and the best of the East Side, and we bring that together, you know what I mean? When East Coast G's have sex with West Coast G's, these G's being women, and they have kids, that's going to be the new breed. You know what I mean? When you start reading this culture with this gangbang shit,
right.
That's the new breed.
That United Ghetto.
Right, right. To get out. But right now, we stuck, and the only thing we can do is start looking.